Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Shane Smith is here, pastry chef and tutor. And Shane, we're celebrating summer fruits. And you are in your jumper as well, which is raspberry pink.
I made a bit of an effort this morning.
This is the time though, isn't it? Just coming into the time where we see the lovely fresh raspberries and strawberries around the place.
I think for any chef or home cook, this for me is just such a lovely time of year. Cooking with these simple fruits is a lot easier to incorporate them into lovely, lighter kind of summer recipes, where I find you're kind of moving into the autumnal apples and plums. There's a bit more work involved with them, so this is an awful lot easier.
Yeah, you can just stick them with a bit of cream. Let's be honest. You know?
Kind of jazz it up here.
You have some lovely recipes and they're all up on our website now, so people can go and find them there, rte.ie/todaycb. So what are we talking about here? We have the strawberries, the raspberries just coming into that time, and rhubarb as well.
Yeah, rhubarb is, I suppose, would have peaked around May or so, but it's still definitely, I know at home, I still have a bed of rhubarb at home as well. So
keeps coming back anyway.
Keeps coming back. And that's what you want as well. I absolutely love it. But we're kind of, I suppose, for Irish fruit, you're looking strawberries now coming into season and raspberries. Loganberries a little bit, but I would say strawberries and raspberries would be your main two. And again, absolutely gorgeous this time of year.
So we can stop resisting them in the supermarkets, because sometimes of the year, it could be a little bit below bar.
I think so. I think strawberry season, technically, people associate it with the summer months. You're looking at June, July, but the way polytunnels have come on leaps and bounds now, you're kind of looking at strawberry season can run from May till even early October in some cases. But I would say, I think we've all walked into a supermarket in January and seen a punnet of strawberries.
Yeah.
And they are, in my opinion, to be left well alone. They just taste like regret. So, yeah.
Frozen ones. Buy the frozen ones all
Yeah, of
around.
Course. They're always good to get you out of a sticky situation.
Guilt free. Now, let's talk about storage, because this is a tricky one. Keep them in the fridge. I'm not mad about a cold strawberry. Not great.
Yes, I suppose it depends on when you're going to have them. If you're going to be having them later on that day, obviously you can leave them out. But I would say if you want to keep them for a few days, if you've got beautiful, lovely ripe strawberries, whether you're growing your own or you've bought them, I would say definitely don't wash them until you're going to eat them, especially with the softer fruit like your strawberries or your raspberries, because they're quite porous and they'll soak up a lot of liquid as well. So they'll kind of go mushy on you in the fridge. So again, wash them just before you want to eat them. And when it comes to storing in the fridge, I always say if you have just like a paper towel, kind of cover them lightly with a paper towel, and that kind of keeps the moisture that's in the fridge already away from them, and that's good for the shelf life as well. Don't cut the green tops off the top of your strawberries until, again, you're planning either on baking with them or eating them. And again, that will keep them a little bit fresher for you as well. But it is the case, and I think if I had a euro for every time this happens, I'd be retired at this point, where you go to the fridge and you get the strawberries you've bought the day before, and there's one or two and they're all gone mushy and they're overripe. And it's just, it's so disheartening, because it's like the avocado, like where it's hard for 6 weeks and in the space of 20 seconds, it goes ripe and black. So it's the same with the strawberries. And these, because they're higher in fruit, in natural fructose, because of this time of year, they do spoil faster as well.
Yeah, and so, you do want to cry when that happens. Oh, and you're looking forward to them and there's just a mush and
nobody
black
wants a mushy strawberry at all. It's just not nice at all. So that is, unfortunately, what I would say is, if you buy your tub off either, again, your summer fruit, strawberry, raspberry, you can lay them flat. If they're sitting on top of each other, they're putting pressure on the lower fruits, and that can cause them to kind of start to spoil, start to go a little bit mushy as well. So if you've got a tub of strawberries and there's quite a few in them as well, don't be afraid to put a baking tray or some sort of a little tray or even a bread tin in the fridge and scatter the strawberries out on a paper towel and leave them sitting flat. That way they don't go off as fast. But the scenario is, if your strawberries do spoil, or if you get a dodgy one that's going a bit soft, what I automatically do straight away is just, again, wash them, take off the little green and freeze them straight away. So then you've got your frozen strawberries, which is absolutely amazing, or raspberries for adding into a multitude of different recipes. And they're in the freezer and you can kind of grab them as you need them. So for the price of them as well, I'd never be throwing them out.
Yeah, freeze them or eat them.
Freeze them or eat them, exactly. You can eat them straight off the bat. Or again, if you've got quite a glut, if somebody's dropped them around, it's great for coolies. If you're going to cook them down and just have that over ice cream or even on your porridge in the mornings, it's really nice. And again, like your usual, your jams and stuff like that is always really great to use up, I suppose, overripe fruit.
Yeah, and you have a couple of simple ideas, like the chocolate dipped strawberries, which is obvious enough. Fruit skewers, and we just at home just chop them up, and there you go.
And
there's
fun.
A bowl, pick away at those.
Yes, they're really handy again. And I kind of find that as well, that if you do see fruit that is starting to go overripe, they're great little ones to get everyone involved, and you can eat them straight away as
and
well.
And strawberries in a salad. A fan?
Notions. No, you can. They are nice. I would say that they are naturally very sweet. So you want to balance your salad out with, whether you're serving it with occasion chicken salad, that will work well because you've got spice. Balsamic is a winner always with strawberries.
It's lovely, yeah.
But even heat, a little bit of chili is lovely too. So it can add a small bit of chili in with strawberries, and it kind of that sweet and the heat is really, really lovely as well. But balsamic would normally be the one people would be drawn to, and again, it's that the sharpness of the vinegar and the sweetness. So yeah, it does work in some scenarios.
So you can do a sweet, and you can do savoury.
Yes,
but you have some recipe ideas for us now, as I said, to talk us through. So,
yes,
so take us through what you've chosen today, and we have them on the website.
So we have four really nice ones to use up again. Very kind of a simple methods for these as well. So I think strawberries and meringue is always a classic, but it's about, I suppose, taking it up that little extra level here, where I have a lovely rose water strawberry pavlova, and it's a very simple, just a meringue made with egg whites and sugar, whisk it up. But if you add the tiniest little drop of rose water, and again, you can pick that up in most ethnic food stores or you can get it online, and it adds a beautiful floral note to the meringue, and very simply just some cream and strawberries on top. But it's just taking a simple meringue and kind of elevating it up a little bit.
We have to be careful though with that rose water, like, not how much is too much.
yeah, exactly. It can be very overpowering. So again, I'd be measuring it in teaspoons. So I'd even just say like even a quarter of a teaspoon if you're doing a recipe for like maybe 10 meringues. You really only need a drop off it.
Because otherwise really you're eating perfume.
It's very floral. Yeah. It's the same with lavender, rosemary, any of those kind of really floral kind of herbs and stuff. You have to just use less is more with those. But again, whenever you're making your meringues, just again, three things to remember. Room temperature egg whites, make sure your eggs are as fresh as possible, and the third one is make sure that your bowl and equipment that you're using is spotless. There's no oil or crumbs or anything on it,
because
that does
go wrong.
But there's nothing worse than looking into a bowl of a soft meringue and you have to just walk away from it and let it do its thing. But again, by adding that little bit of rose water or not, you can leave it plain, is a lovely way to serve up the strawberries as well, and the meringues keep for a good while.
So that's
as well.
Just the meringue with the addition of the rose water, the berries and the cream then as well. Do you put sugar on the berries?
Generally, I would say if you're leading into strawberry season, so if you're looking at maybe the beginning of May, sometimes I do. So I'll hull them, cut them in half and put a little sprinkle of sugar on, and that will help bring out the natural juices that are in there. But for in-season strawberries, you really don't need to be adding any extra sugar. They're sweet enough.
We do that like as a treat at home, and the difference with all the oohs and ahs, and everybody says how lovely they are, because it's just increasing the sugar.
Of course, yes. Of course. That's a secret to keep as well.
Now the next one, and this is a lovely one as well to do, a nice simple one which children would love to be involved in, pink lemonade ice pops.
Yes, so again, pink lemonade sounds very fancy, you know, and it looks the part as well, and it very simply is just whatever fruit you have. Generally I always use either raspberries or strawberries, and again, this is a great one to use up if you have fruit that's in the freezer that might be overly ripe, but you can use fresh fruit as well. And just basically you're going to be cooking your raspberries or strawberries with a little bit of lemon, sugar and water, creating this lovely pink liquid, and then you strain that, top it up with some tonic water, and then you can pop that into your little ice cream molds or lollipop molds, and you can even pop them into ice trays and freeze them that way and add them into sparkling water. You know, there's tons of different things you can do with them, but basically you're just getting all of that lovely flavour off the fruit in a nice ice pop form.
And you can swap the tonic water out for soda water if you
prefer. I thought you were going to say gin, but yeah, you could.
You could do that too. Just make sure they're out of reach of small people.
100%. Yes, soda water, tonic water, any of those is really, really lovely as well.
Now this tart sounds lovely. Strawberry, pistachio and almond galette.
Yes. So again, I always just call it like a rustic tart, but you can call it a galette. It sounds an awful lot fancier. And basically it's a free form tart. So no messing around with lining tins and pre-baking them, all of that. So you're just going to make your very standard pastry, your butter, sugar, flour, egg yolk, and bind that all together. Roll your pastry out into a circle. Fill it with whatever fruits you have. So we're going to be using strawberries, raspberries, and crimp the edges off the pastry around. That seals all of that delicious fruit in the centre, and then you bake it. So it's a free form tart, so there's no messing around. Yeah, it is easy. And I suppose don't make the mistake that I done the first time, was when I made it and filled it and I'm looking at it on the table and it looked stunning. I'm like, okay, how do I get it now from the table onto the tray? Yeah. So always make sure that when you're going to roll the pastry, roll it onto your tray and assemble it on your baking tray. So that way then you can kind of, trying to lift a tart that's full of fresh fruit can be difficult.
Can be
that's
tricky.
That's the one thing. So do roll the pastry, unroll it onto your tray and then fill it and bake it. And then again, add in lemon zest the pastry. I've added in some pistachios. You can sprinkle that around the crust. Porridge oats is really nice as well. Again, and this recipe is great, obviously, for summer fruits, but it tailored to all year round, depending on what fruit is in season.
Okay, and you also have a recipe for strawberry crumble ice cream, which people will find on the website, and they're all there now, and you need to freeze that one overnight. So you'll see, find all the instructions there. You're going to be at Bloom?
Yes, looking forward to that. I have two demos, Saturday and Monday, so a selection of gorgeous summer desserts lined up.
Lovely. Some of these maybe on
some
the
Some of
menu.
These, well, I've given away all my secrets now. I might have to come back with something
you'll
else.
Have to come up with some new ones. Now, listeners will find you on Instagram, Shane, as we've said before. It's that tricky one to say,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's at Chef Shane Smith on all my socials, so you can pop over there.
And if you're going to Bloom, you will find Shane there over the June bank holiday weekend. Lovely to see you, Shane.
Pleasure.
Thank you
always.
Very much for coming in. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. As always, you can catch up with anything you might have missed on the show on the RTE Radio app. A big thank you to the team. The programme was produced today by Deirdre Ní Lyon, research by Ciarán Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland, and Harry Buckless was on sound. Now we're heading over to Louise.